Welcome. You're listening to Ask the Doulas, a podcast where we talk to experts from all over the country about topics related to pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and early parenting. Let's chat.
I'm Kristen, co-host of Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas, and I'm joined today by my dear friend Megan with GR Birth and Wellness. Welcome.
Hi, Kristen. Thanks for having me.
So I'd love to have you tell our listeners a bit about your business, what you do, and of course, our focus today is on some of your massage-specific services, but I'd love to chat about your journey since you and I started out as doulas about the same time.
Yeah, it seems like forever ago now.
Yes.
It's amazing when you kind of take inventory of that time. My background is in birth work. I've been a doula for going on 8 years. I mean, I'm into my eighth year and did some placenta encapsulation for a few years and got into massage largely because of my work in placenta encapsulation and being more part of that postpartum period and getting really passionate about health and planning for health, mental and physical, in the postpartum period. So it transitioned really nicely into massage. Massage is something I've been a lifelong consumer of. I say consumer, but it's really like completely obsessed.
Yeah. Like
it's my drug to get massage, frankly. So I'm always chasing my next massage appointment.
Well, it's so good for you. So
yes. So yeah, I am focusing still on the childbearing year. It's funny that people come to me like, oh, do you do prenatal massage? And I think, yeah, I totally work on pregnant women, even though my heart, again, like I said, was led to massage really through a passion for the postpartum period of bringing.
And with placenta encapsulation, you do get to see your clients in a raw and vulnerable way. And we realized, you know, when we added postpartum support to Gold Coast, like how it is lacking and women, you know, are just feeling overwhelmed and the focus on traditional healing is not where it needs to be in the US, in my opinion. And so services you provide to get them back to the warm state after being in the cold state and delivery is so essential. So the postpartum massage, and I know that you have a passion for the manual lymphatic drainage service, especially for women who are recovering from a cesarean birth. So I'd love our listeners to learn more about the benefits of lymphatic drainage and how you work with them, what it's like. And so if you can paint a picture for us, that would be great, Megan.
Yeah, it's really interesting how I stumbled upon this. It answered some questions actually from some health issues I had from long before I went to school for massage therapy. But I took a certification program that was, I want to say it was, I can't remember how many hours it was, but it was over, it was broken up into a couple days. I want to say it was like 7 different 2-day courses.
Okay.
So I took that in conjunction with my licensure prep. And one of the 2-day breakouts was Mommy and Me MLD. And I was like, ooh, what do we have going on here? Because here I'm learning about this awesome therapy that is highly utilized in the plastic surgery community, is getting more utilized within the NFL because of the focus there on concussions. And I'm learning about the use on horses, like high performance animals, and just bodies that are needed to recover quickly and perform. And all of a sudden we have Mommy and Me MLD. And I'm thinking,
that's perfect. What in the heck,
how does this get into these other formats of using this therapy? So I was first person at class that day.
So excited.
And I just was blown away by all the questions and things that don't make sense and things we just don't have an answer for that we do. We do have an answer for it. It's largely in the lymph system. With swelling in pregnancy, with healing in pregnancy, breastfeeding and postpartum. the lymph system is integral to all of those things. And when we're not performing at our highest, which we are during pregnancy, the lymph system is taxed during pregnancy and in the postpartum period. So we're asking it to do so much at its most vulnerable.
Yeah.
So lymphatic drainage really helps optimize that system to make all of those little steps along the way a little bit easier.
Now, for a client who has a planned cesarean birth, is it beneficial to get work done pre-surgery and then schedule post-surgery, or how does that work?
Yes. Yeah, so to get the most benefit out of the therapy, the protocol, the recommendation is definitely before and after.
Okay.
But either or is also beneficial because we're talking about optimizing a system that naturally works with our body. There's not really a wrong way to do it. I mean, barring contraindications. But generally speaking, if you can plan to do a series of three before surgery, you're getting your lymph system really up and running, and you're increasing white blood cell count, and you're increasing the system and getting it all ready to clean up the humongous trauma that it's about to have. And I mean, sure. Traumas, specifically physical trauma of what happens during surgery, to then revisit afterwards and keep the lymph system up and running is going to help further as you begin healing. But again, before or after is optimizing the system to meet that adversity.
And how long after a scheduled birth? I mean, obviously there's that 6 weeks of healing. When mm-hmm. do you recommend a client come in to see you?
So 40 to 72 hours. The main thing is that we just want someone who has undergone surgery to be stable, right? So we're taking a system that works relatively slowly and we're bringing it up to 10 times its normal speed. So we don't want to send this system that's job it is to clean out everything, to send all the waste products at organs that are not stable.
Okay.
Makes sense. After a surgery, 48 to 72 hours, and I like to get a doctor's note.
Sure.
Just because of that. so that's the window where you can start. And that's a lot of times where swelling is kind of starts to be at its worst too after a cesarean. So it kind of works out well that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And I know I've seen you post on social media about like having even baby with mom during either massage or lymphatic drainage. So is that something that you are still doing if they don't have, if their partner's back at work already and they want to see you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do mobile massage. I try to keep my practice very diverse so I don't ever get bored.
Right.
So I do work in my studio, and then I also have some mobile clients, but either way, because I have my background in doula work, I assume that babies are going to be with new mothers, right? And that's not necessarily something that a lot of our culture and society thinks about when we're sending moms, you know, to certain appointments after a baby's born and having expectations after a baby's born.
Right.
So stunningly, some babies are real cooperative, and I've been doing MLD weekly with a post-cesarean mom for 5 weeks now, and I've never seen her baby is always sleeping when I'm there. It's always amazing.
Must be the atmosphere that you have set up, the low lights, the music, like chill for the baby.
But for the most part, I'm assuming that there will be a baby. And frankly, for moms who are breastfeeding, I'm assuming there will be breasts around. So with my background, that's my norm, to be around new moms with their babies in their natural state and come to them and be a tool that is working around their world in that time and not asking them to do something that's frankly unreasonable immediately postpartum or in that even first month really after a baby.
Hey, Alyssa here. I'm just popping in to tell you about our course called Becoming. Becoming a Mother is your guide to a confident pregnancy and birth, all in a convenient 6-week online program. From birth plans to sleep training and everything in between, you'll gain the confidence and skills you need for a smooth transition to motherhood. You'll get live coaching calls with Kristen and myself, a bunch of expert videos, including chiropractic care, pelvic floor physical therapy, mental health experts, breastfeeding, and much more. You'll also get a private Facebook community with other mothers going through this at the same time as you to offer support and encouragement when you need it most. And then, of course, you'll also have direct email access to me and Kristen, in addition to the live coaching calls. If you'd like to learn more about the course, you can email us at info@goldcoastdoulas.com or check it out at thebecomingcourse.com. We'd love to see you there.
Right. And you mentioned the one client that you're working with is 5 weeks in. What is the typical length to really see improvement? Is it based on the client and their health, or how does that work?
So it's relative to kind of where you're starting out.
Okay.
So if we can backtrack and just do a little bit of education, the lymph system is the width of a human hair. It's a really tiny system and it sits between your skin and muscular system. So it's a very delicate system and it doesn't have much room as it is.
Yeah.
So when you're pregnant and gaining the normal, what's considered the normal healthy 20 to 30-ish pounds during 9 months, that's still considered a rapid weight gain. And your sure. adipose tissue is fighting for that space and really taxing the space that the lymph system already has. And that's why we see more swelling and more fluid retention in pregnancy. Additionally, as your belly gets bigger and it's compressing the cisterna chyli, which is a main lymph drain in kind of like right in the center of your body.
Okay.
Baby's compressing that. If you're working in a job where you're sitting and your belly is sitting kind of over onto your groin and you're compressing into all the lymph nodes in your groin,
yeah,
huge filtration going on there. And that's taxed then when you have a belly that's sitting on that very delicate system. So some women's lymph systems are up to this job of doing this. And if you're moving more, you know, the lymph is moving on your muscular movement. So if you're moving more and you're drinking a lot of water, then your lymph system is in already optimized, right? You're
sure.
already yeah. doing what you need to be doing to keep it going. And maybe it can handle what your body's producing and you don't see a lot of swelling. So depending on where you are, where your baseline is, it depends on what kind of quote unquote results you're going to see. And I use those terms, you know, just for the sake of an understanding, but it's hard to see, right? It is a system that you can't see. And if it's already optimized and you optimize it more, you might not see results, but it's clinically notated and it is happening and it's the results are truly amazing. But when you do have a lot of swelling, results are very obvious and pretty quick because we're taking a system that runs about 10 to 12 beats per minute.
Yeah.
We're taking that up to 10 times that. So you're taking something that's moving very slowly and moving it very quickly.
So it sounds like your touch is very gentle with this procedure versus regular like massage then. What would a woman expect to feel?
Right. So I'm really careful not to call it lymph massage, which a lot of, I see that a lot of places. I don't even like to use the word massage with lymphatic.
MLD or manual lymphatic drainage.
Yeah. Or just calling it lymphatic therapy, because if someone has it in their mind, they're going to get a massage, they will likely be quite disappointed.
Right. Different technique.
It's a completely different technique. It uses the weight of a nickel.
Okay.
We don't want to crush past the lymph system into the muscular system. right? Which is where you get those great feelings of traditional massage, just getting into that muscle and softening. Right. So we're really moving skin. It's a very light touch. And we're trying to move the lymph through that system, like I said, that's just between the skin and the muscle. So it is light touch. And it's done in a way kind of like if you picture this system, it has valves going both ways. So it's not like your vascular system. Sure. So you work from right to left and then you work back left to right. You work from up to down and then you work again going down to up. So it has two-way valves and the system moves the lymph kind of like if you can imagine batting a balloon.
Yeah.
So it moves kind of like that, just slowly puff, puff, puff. And then as you move the skin, those valves are forced to open more forcefully and stay open a little longer and then close. And
okay.
You're patting that balloon forward, if you will, those little sections of lymph. Yeah, so it's a really different therapy. It's a very specific protocol where when I'm doing traditional massage, I'm kind of just letting my hands feel what I can and I let the body kind of guide me.
Sure.
Where manual lymphatic drainage, the protocol is very specific and it's going to be the same protocol every time.
Yeah, so it sounds like when you had mentioned swelling, obviously it's great for post-cesarean clients, but if someone had a lot of swelling, say they had preeclampsia and had swollen ankles and had an IV, are you seeing any clients with other issues that they're trying to heal from?
So specifically preeclampsia would be a contraindication because it does deal with high blood pressure.
So say a client was on an IV for an extended time, had a lot of fluids and, you know, had preeclampsia, they're back to normal health after delivering baby and they're still seeing a bit of swelling. Their blood pressure has, you know, normalized. Is that a condition or even just general IV fluids or general swelling?
Yes.
That is taking its time to work itself out?
Yeah, definitely. So again, especially after cesarean, where the incision is made goes directly across two main highways that connect your axillary drains, which are in your armpits, and your inguinal drains, which are in your groin. So okay. If you can kind of draw an imaginary line from your armpits, like to both sides of your pubic bone, those are main highways where your lymph system is getting a lot of efficient movement. And when you make an incision for a cesarean, you are cutting right through that system. And the surgeon repairs many, many layers, but they don't repair the lymph system. That lymph system is damaged for life.
Okay.
So, and the lymph system is great. It's a beautiful system. It's made, you know, as part of our human body that orchestrates so perfectly. So the lymph system finds another way, right? So it's not like, oh, lymph is going to sit there forevermore. It's a broken chain. The lymph will find its way into lesser used highways, if you will.
Sure.
But that is a really big highway that they just shut down and it will be taxed for life.
Okay.
So that is one issue when it comes to cesarean. Two, you're not moving a lot after you have a cesarean. Again,
no.
So the lymph system moves on muscle movement. So when you're not moving much, again, your lymph system is not doing the best it could. It's also okay. Trying to heal you. So its focus is on getting white blood cells and your immune system fighting off infection. It's not necessarily focused on just moving out all the stuff that was pumped into you. So it's just got a lot of jobs after a surgery. And again, it's at its most vulnerable.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So how long is an average session? Is it similar to the length of a massage?
Yeah. You can kind of just decide how many passes that you want to do. So the protocol is to open the main drains and then kind of move up every limb toward the drain and move along those main highways. And you can do 10 passes or you could do 30 passes.
Oh,
so
okay.
Sometimes I'll add a mini lymph into some of my clients who are there for traditional massage. If they mention swelling,
sure.
Or discomfort, I might say, you know, do you want to try that? We can do that 20 minutes out of your hour. So you can do it at whatever rate you would like to. But generally speaking, yeah, just an hour treatment is what I would consider normal in a series before or after surgery.
Okay, that makes sense. So do you have any other tips or advice for our listeners who are either preparing themselves for the postpartum phase or already in that phase of healing?
Yeah, I have all kinds of great tips. The WIC system, it's so amazing to me. Like, I just get so fired up and passionate about it because, again, it answered some questions for me about some things that I had experienced. But it truly, it's one of these things where it's like, for instance, we hear all the time, oh, make sure you drink enough water. Your body's 98% water, blah, blah, blah. Drink your water, drink your water. But then when right. you really like focus in and research and learn why, and you learn how important it is for your lymph to flow through this tiny system, drink your water. I can't underscore that enough. So
yeah, especially with breastfeeding. So
yes.
Perfect sense.
Yeah. And with breastfeeding, your lymph system is competing with even with more things competing for space when you have the system where your milk comes in, that all those ducts and that whole system is also competing with some of your main lymph drains under your armpits and into the breast tissue. So that's where that comes into play with breastfeeding. A lot of the things that are just normal, like we know what to do to keep ourselves healthy, are the things that will keep the lymph system healthy. Movement, drinking water, deep breathing is an influx of oxygen and helps move the lymph system. So all good tips there, but here's my other tip, and my kids will echo this a lot.
Okay.
Don't wear underwear and bras to bed.
Yes.
Your bra and underwear cuts off your main lymph drain highways. And so as they get tighter through pregnancy and you're like, oh, I'm not going to buy a bunch of new underwear and bras, it's temporary.
Right.
They are compressing it even further. And even in people who are not pregnant, it's a great time to let your lymph system breathe. So my kids,
good
my
advice.
Family... My family does not wear underwear and bras to bed.
Yeah.
Because we love our lymph system. So those are my great tips about the lymph system and keeping it optimized best you can.
So what about, since you mentioned bras, what about someone who just sleeps and pretty much lives in different nursing tanks? Is that a different kind of pressure or what do you advise for that?
Well, I understand that for many of us, bras are a necessary evil. Just being aware of where it's hitting you and how tight it is, you know? So if you're wearing like compression, like a tank, that's great. You're not hitting across that. Pretty much right where your band of a traditional bra would be is the main lymph highway around your back.
Okay.
So trying to have it hit a little lower, like with some sort of, like even a sports bra that's not super tight or a tank.
Sure.
It's going to be more helpful.
Okay. And then how do our listeners find a MLD therapist in other areas? I mean, obviously you're our go-to expert in West Michigan, but is there a directory or how does one search?
You know, that is a great question. I mean, it's not a very regulated certification. So there's many different certifications for MLD.
Okay.
It can be a little hard on the consumer that way, like anything that's not well regulated. But I would say, you know, a Google search is going to reveal some practitioners. And then asking those practitioners where they were certified, what their certification program was like, just their kind of their knowledge and their foundation will give you some more information about what kind of lymph therapy they're getting into.
Okay.
I think it's important to note too that there are some other kinds of lymph therapy that I'm not exactly familiar with. There are people who are expecting a very painful protocol. So they're there are some practices out there that people have experienced that are not my knowledge of limb therapy.
Okay.
And that's something that I always clarify with my clients, you know, like expectation versus reality. And that's something we cover ahead of time. You know, what's your familiarity with this therapy? What are you expecting? And here's what I'm actually doing.
Okay. That's great.
Yes. Especially from outside of the US, I've heard of some really interesting stories about really, really painful lymph work.
Mm.
And I, like I said, I'm not familiar with exactly what these people experience, but it's just can't be further from how I would describe what I do, right? It's such a gentle light touch therapy.
Sure.
Yeah. So just asking follow-up questions of the practitioner of what exactly are they practicing and, you know, who their certification was through, I think would be, just like hiring any practitioner.
Yeah. Like hiring a doula, the kind of questions you ask. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
How are you trained? Are you certified? Yeah. Those type of questions. Do you have insurance? So Megan, how do we find you? What are the best channels? How can our clients or listeners reach out to you if they're located in West Michigan?
Well, you can always find me with GR Birth and Wellness. And then I also have MLD Therapy of Grand Rapids. So I market it as a completely separate business, again, to really kind of fight against that, like unmet expectations. Like it's really so separate from what I consider to be traditional massage and what the consumer is thinking. So I have the completely separate MLD Therapy of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, if you give us both of those websites then, and we can include those in our show notes as well.
So you can find me at grbirthandwellness.com as well as mldtherapyofgr.com.
Of GR, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much. You've educated me, and I'm sure many of our listeners will look into this more because it isn't something that's talked about. And I'm so glad you brought this topic up in our local doula group and that we had the opportunity to dive into it.
Yeah. Thanks so much. I love talking about it. I hope you can tell.
Thanks, Megan. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Doulas. For more information about Gold Coast Doulas, visit us on our website, goldcoastdoulas.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Thank you. Remember, these moments are golden.